Sturge nodded in appreciation. He couldn't help but admire how thoroughly Nyriss had entangled him in her web.
Let me guess. The files Setcho recovered from the UDM manufacturing plant in the Separatist base will implicate me as well.
Setcho is very good at what he does. Even the experts can tell when he's doctored the data file,
she assured him.
Even with all the evidence pointing in your direction, it's possible the Emperor would still believe you over a member of the Dark Council. But honestly, he would probably kill us both just to be safe. That way the traitor is dead no matter which one of us is guilty. And I don't think you're the type to martyr yourself out of loyalty to the Emperor.
So where do we go from here?
Scourge asked.
Now I must persuade you to truly believe in our cause,
Nyriss said.
It's not enough to secure your silence through threats and blackmail. When we finally move against the Emperor, I want you on our side.
And how do you intend to convince me?
Have you ever heard tales of the Emperor's childhood?
Scourge shook his head.
I don't even know what planet he's from.
Few people do. He's hidden his past, because if the truth came to light, none would follow him.
Scourge was interested despite himself.
He was born almost 1,000 years ago,
she went on.
In the decades before the Great Hyperspace War with the Republic, he spent his childhood on Ethema, a lush and vibrant agricultural world on the far fringes of the Empire.
Ethema? I've never heard of it.
Once it went by another name, but that name has long been forgotten, just like the planet itself. The Emperor erased Ethema from the history books and the astrogation charts to hide all evidence of his crimes.
Crimes?
Through the lost rituals of the ancients, he used the dark side to conquer death and make himself immortal. But his immortality came with a cost. Telling you what happened is not enough. You must see for yourself. Only then will you understand the price the Emperor was willing to pay. Only then will you understand why he must be stopped.
And how am I to find this lost world?
I will take you there,
Nyriss said.
Then you can witness the horror with your own eyes.
How do I know this isn't a trap?
Scourge demanded.
Another elaborate trick to manipulate me into doing your bidding.
You don't,
Nyriss admitted.
But what other choice do you have?
She had a point.
When do we leave?
He asked.
Patience, Lord Scourge,
Nyriss said.
It will take several days before we are ready to leave. The journey is long, and we must be certain the Emperor never finds out. Traveling to Ethema is punishable by death.
Will Setchel be joining us?
No. This is for your eyes alone.
Scourge nodded, silently wondering if the advisor would try to seek revenge for the brutal interrogation.
You are part of the Inner Circle now,
Nyriss assured him.
Setchel will not dare to harm you. See to your injuries,
she instructed, noting the burns left behind by Darth Zedrix's lightning attack.
Then return to your room and get some rest.
As he turned to go, she gave him another of her unsettling smiles.
You might want to sleep with one eye open, though, just in case.